Assist client in understanding need for emergency fund. Many financial professionals recommend building an emergency fund that covers 3 to 6 months of expenses to help with unexpected financial hardships or loss of income. The amount a client saves should ultimately be tailored to their individual goals and circumstances. Emergency savings are defined as funds set aside to cover unexpected expenses or financial emergencies. An emergency savings serves as the client's financial safety net when life takes unexpected turns. Every financial journey needs this foundation of security before building toward other long-term goals like investments. There are many reasons why an emergency fund is essential. It protects against unexpected expenses, medical bills, car repairs, home maintenance. It can provide income during a job loss or reduced hours. It may prevent high interest debt accumulation during a crisis. It can allow for avoiding liquidating investments at inopportune times. It can help reduce financial anxiety and stress-induced decision-making. It may preserve long-term financial goals during temporary setbacks. Counsel the client about the peace of mind they think an emergency fund could provide. Educate them about how automating systems for transferring and savings may add to that peace of mind. Here are some ideas to share about automated transfers. They create both psychological and physical distance from everyday spending. They remove the need for constant willpower and decision-making. They establish a deliberate barrier that prevents impulsive access. They allow money to grow invisibly without feeling the pinch. They eliminate the need to remember to save each month. They help adjust one's lifestyle to live on slightly less than they earn. Ask the client what they think about starting a small weekly or monthly automated transfer. Discuss what would feel manageable for them. As their comfort level increases, they can gradually increase the amount. Accumulating an emergency fund. Building emergency savings is a gradual process that requires patience and consistency. Counsel the client to establish realistic expectations and a personalized approach. Many experts suggest a goal of 3 to 6 months of essential expenses, but this might seem overwhelming for someone just starting. Consider suggesting these strategies to help clients steadily build their emergency funds. Start small with a mini emergency fund of $500 to $1,000 to handle minor unexpected expenses. Identify potential sources for initial funding, tax refunds, bonuses, gifts, or selling unused items. Look for small, painless budget adjustments that free up additional savings capacity. Celebrate milestones to maintain motivation, first $500, 1 month of expenses, etc. Consider multiple savings vehicles based on accessibility needs, high-yield savings account, money market account. Discuss whether to separate the emergency fund from other accounts to reduce temptation. Explore whether bank locations or ATM access might be important in an emergency. Remind clients that building an adequate emergency fund typically takes time. The journey might involve setbacks when emergencies occur before the fund is fully established. Frame these moments not as failures but as validation of why the emergency fund is so important in the first place. Managing an emergency fund. Many clients may develop such a strong emotional attachment to their emergency savings that using it, even for its intended purpose, can trigger feelings of failure, anxiety, or disappointment. This psychological aspect is often overlooked in financial education. After months or years of disciplined saving and watching the balance grow, seeing that number decrease can be genuinely distressing, even traumatic for some clients. The very act that should represent financial resilience, using emergency savings instead of credit, can paradoxically feel like a financial failure. A financial counselor can proactively prepare the client. Frame the emergency fund as a tool designed to be used, not just accumulated. Celebrate when the client uses the fund appropriately rather than turning to high interest debt. Reinforce that rebuilding the fund is a normal, expected part of the financial cycle. Acknowledge the emotional difficulty while reinforcing that using emergency savings is a financial success story. This preparation can help normalize the experience and reduce the psychological barrier to using the emergency fund when truly needed. This is a perfect example of how financial counseling must address both practical mechanics and emotional relationships with money.